News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Central Wisconsin has picked a new state representative. He is Bob Culp of Stratford. He won the vacant 69th Assembly race, taking over for Scott Suter, who left in the middle of his term. And Culp was a landslide winner. He got 67% of the vote in a three-way race. Democrat Ken Slezak finished second with 24%. Independent candidate Tim Swigum got just under 9%. Culp offering thanks to his family, his campaign volunteers, and his supporters.
I'm just honored by the trust that the people have displayed in this vote, and certainly am looking forward to serving the district in Madison.
Culp says with the campaign behind him, the real work lies ahead. President Obama apparently knew about problems with healthcare.gov long before its October launch. The White House says the president was briefed earlier this year about a consultant's report of potential widespread failures on the site. Cybersecurity was the focus of a congressional hearing surrounding the healthcare rollout yesterday.
But I would say that the website is either hacked already or will be soon.
Hacking expert David Kennedy telling the House Science Committee his assessment is based on simple surveillance of healthcare. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney insists safeguards are in place.
Security testing happens on an ongoing basis using industry best practices.
But House Energy and Commerce Republican Cory Gardner says his concern stems from a rushed product.
They let an arbitrary time frame dictate the decisions to get it online, even though there are potentially severe privacy risks.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
An Amherst business was seized by law enforcement officers yesterday.
Officers are not saying much about yesterday's activities at the B Bar 10 Western store, except that they executed a search warrant and they are not commenting on an ongoing investigation. Wisconsin Department of Criminal Investigations officers were in charge of the scene, assisted by sheriff's deputies from Portage and Waupaca counties. They are not saying why they were there or what they were searching for. No one was allowed on the property during yesterday's search, and deputies guarded the doors while investigators worked inside. DCI isn't saying when they will release any further information. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
A new maintenance facility for the Wisconsin National Guard is under construction in Wausau. First Lieutenant Joe Travato says the new facility replaces an outdated building that's really become too small on 17th Avenue.
It'll allow us to maintain the readiness of our forces throughout the state and be able to service vehicles and other equipment as needed.
This construction work started 2 months ago, and crews will continue to work through the winter. Back to court today for freshman Florida Congressman Trey Rattle after he was arrested for possessing a small amount of cocaine. The 37-year-old Republican from Fort Myers is facing a misdemeanor charge after he was allegedly caught in a sting on October 29th. There may be a new restaurant coming to the now-closed Hudson's location on Stewart Avenue in Wausau. It's called the Milwaukee Burger Company, and they're in negotiations to buy the building. They've already filed for a liquor license with the city. They have one restaurant in Eau Claire and would like to expand into Wausau and Appleton. They could be open by this spring. McDonald's opens their new state-of-the-art building in Marshfield. Their co-owner Brian Fish says after being dark for 3 months, the Golden Arches is welcoming back customers. Yesterday, they were offering free goodies as of 5 a.m.
The first 150 customers who come inside the restaurant will receive a card that is good for one free Big Mac a week for a whole year.
Most of the time yesterday was spent training employees for the new store and attending to last-minute finishing touches. Now it's time for our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Cloudy and damp weather on the way for this Wednesday. Some rain showers during the afternoon, maybe mixing with some flakes of snow in the north, a high of 41. Tonight, any rain showers changing to snow, a trace up to an inch possible, low down to 30. On Thursday, cloudy skies, a little damp again, a high of 39. Thursday night into Friday morning, some light snow, maybe an inch or so. Otherwise, Friday's high, 31. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
There are a few clouds around central Wisconsin this morning and already some widely scattered rain showers showing up on our in-studio radar. You can track the rain right down to street level in your neighborhood with our zoom-in weather radar at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.